Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bava Kama daf Gimel. The rabbi left off on daf Beis Amud Beis. Where do we leave off? About 2, 4, 5 lines up from the 5 lines up from the bottom. First of all, today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, Lilu Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha Leah Shalom, also sponsored by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and captives. Amen. And we thank the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we had been discussing yesterday. So yesterday, of course, we began Maseches Bava Kama. I got notice that I was going to be covering this week last week, so you'll forgive me. If the sugyas seem difficult, it's because they are. Hopefully, we'll be able to explain them sort of cogently. So we had been discussing yesterday, we had started the Masechta yesterday. We saw the first mission in the Masechta, which told us about the Arba Avos Nezikin, which told us about the 4 general categories of Nezikin. And then we were trying to explain a little bit, when we say Avos, generally Avos implies that there's also something called a Tolda. So we see that by Melachas of Shabbos, we see that also by Tumah, and what the Gemara was involved with yesterday was primarily the sugya of trying to figure out, when we say that there are 4 avos, which is b'mashma, that there are the toldos like the avos, or are the toldos dissimilar from the avos? So at first we tried bringing a raya from Shabbos, that by Shabbos we have avos and we have toldos. We have primary malachas, and then we have subsidiary malachas. And by Shabbos, the subsidiary malachas are like the primary malachas. The toldos are like the avos, and therefore, when we say that there are avos nezikin, if in fact there are toldos, it must be that by nezikin as well, the toldos are like the avos. Then we brought a raya from Tuma, which was the opposite. We said by Tuma, the avos are not like the toldos, or rather the toldos are not like the avos, and therefore also by nezikin, the toldos would not necessarily be by the avos. And then came Rav Papa, which is where the real action began, and Rav Papa said, well, it depends. There are some avos nezikin where the tolda is like the av. There are other avos nezikin where the tolda is not like the av. So what we started yesterday and what we're going to continue today for the majority of the daf until we get all the way up to the middle of Gimel Amud Beis, I believe. Yeah, all towards the end already of Gimel Amud Beis. We're gonna try to dissect the Mishnah and really drill down on the various avos and toldos and try to figure out which of the toldos is not like the av nezikin. Because there's this statement of Rav Papa, which is cryptic. He doesn't give us any guidance. He just says, it depends. Some of the toldos are like the avos, some of the toldos are not, and we're trying to figure out which ones, which one is similar and which ones are dissimilar. And in the process of doing so, we're going to really drill down on what exactly the categories of Hezek, of Shar, of Bar, of Hever, of Mave, what exactly those are. Of course, we've been using this one word in the Mishnah, which we haven't yet touched up, because Rashi said that we have to wait until the Gemara. When the rabbi gave the shir yesterday, he didn't explain it either, because we have to wait to see what it is in the Gemara. But there's this one, we know what a shar is, we know what a bar is, we know what hever is, that's Aish. We don't know what mave is. So what is mave? So there's the 4th category, we don't know what it is. So we're going to see at the end of the daf, we'll see if we get there, a machlokes as to what mave is, and that of course is going to play in to the whole conversation of whether the tolda is like the av or not, because whether the tolda is like the av or not is going to depend on, well, what does the av mean? We've got to touch up what the av means before we could figure out whether the tolda is similar or dissimilar to the av of the av nezikin. So says the Gemara again. We left off, Mareinu left off 5 lines from the bottom on Beis Amud Beis. So, Ella Tolda de Keren ke Keren. So, the Tolda of Keren is like Keren. And when the Chikamar Rapapa Ashen Varegel. So, and when Rapapa said that the Toldos are dissimilar to the Av, he's talking about the Tolda of Shane and Regel. So, and somehow Shane and Regel are dissimilar to the Av. So says the Gemara, well, first of all, Shane v'Regel, hechaksivi. Where is there an Av Nezikin of Shane and Regel? Because what we saw yesterday was that we saw the Rashi had said that what's an Av Nezikin? An Av Nezikin is something which is written beferish in the Pasuk, A tolda of nezikin is something which is not written beferish in the pasuk. So the first thing is, if you're going to tell me that Shane and Regel are av nezikins, then you have to prove that they are written in a pasuk. Otherwise, they're not really an av nezikin. So says the Gemara, let's start with the basics. Shane v'regel hechiksivi. Where is there a pasuk that refers to a hezek of Shane v'regel? So says the Gemara, d'tanya, v'shilach zeharegel. The pasuk that talks about v'shilach as biro, when we're talking about somebody causing damage in somebody else's property, it says v'shilach. So v'shilach means to send. So what do you send? How do you send something? You send something by going there. So sending is a lashon of regel. V'cheinu omer mishalche regel. And now we also quote another pasuk, and this is from Yeshaya, where explicitly the word regel and the word mishalche, the word shilach and the word regel are juxtaposed. And so we know that in the Torah, when it says v'shilach, it's a reference to regel. Mishalche regel ashor v'chamor. When it said uvier, this is back in the Chumash and Sefer Shemos, when it says uvier ze'ah shein, that's a reference to shein. V'cheinu omer kasher yivar, and it says kasher yivar hagolal, that the tooth consumes. And therefore we see atumo, until it's all done. So we see over here that the yivar, which is the same word as bier, and golol means tooth. So therefore we see that when the pasuk says uvier, that's a reference to tooth. Now, why exactly would golol be a reference to tooth? So because golol is from the word golui, it's from the word revealed. And Rashi points out that sometimes a tooth is revealed, sometimes a tooth is concealed. And therefore, when it talks about something which is partially revealed being a consuming something, that thing which is partially revealed means the tooth. Because when you're smiling, you could see somebody's teeth. However, when somebody has his mouth closed, you cannot see his teeth. And this is a reference to Shein. So far we've seen that both Regel and Shein are written in the pasuk, and therefore they are avos nezikin. And Amar Mar v'shilach ze haregel v'chenu Amar mishalche regel ashor v'chamor. Says the Gemara, taima d'chsiv rachmana mishalche regel ashor v'chamor. The reason that we could say that these are avos are because the pasuk says mishalche regel ashor v'chamor halav haki. However, were it not for this pasuk, but my mukmislach, what would we have thought that when it says v'shilach it means? If not regel. So in other words, what the Gemara is bothered with is, why do I have to bring another pasuk from Navi Yeshaya to explain to me that when the Torah says v'shilach, it means something other than regel. V'shilach is a lashon of halacha. It's a lashon of sending. How do you send? How do you go somewhere? You go somewhere by walking. So isn't it obvious that when it says v'shilach, it means regel? Why do I need a raya from the Navi Yeshaya? Then mishalche regel, shor v'chamor, that's a juxtaposition of v'shilach and regel, that I need that pasuk to teach me that v'shilach means regel. Why wouldn't I have known it just from the word v'shilach? So says the Gemara, I keren, if I would have thought that when it says v'shilach, it means keren, so ksiv, there's already a pasuk that tells me the av of keren. And ishein, and if I would have thought when it says v'shilach, it means shein, ksiv, then there's another pasuk that talks about shein, because the pasuk of uvier talks about shein. So says the Gemara, itzrech. No. I still need that raya from Navi Yeshaya. Why? Because salkadai techamina idividi ashein, I might have thought that both psukim, that in other words, both the reference to v'shilach and the reference to uvier are both talking about shein, and v'had d'mechal yakarna, v'had d'lo mechal yakarna. Now, why would I need two psukim to tell me that there is an av nezikin of shein? One to tell me that I'm liable where the item that's damaged is completely consumed, and the other to tell me that I'm liable even where the thing that is damaged, even where the object that is damaged is not completely consumed. So Rashi points out, what does it mean, not completely consumed? He means, because again, we're talking about where an animal goes into a field and starts eating something. So when the animal eats something, it's all gone. So Rashi explains, no, what it means is that he eats a row of produce in a field. However, the produce is ultimately going to grow back, but when it grows back, it's not going to grow back as nicely as it did initially. That's the lashon of v'shilach, says Rashi. And ubier, which is a lashon of destruction. Destruction is b'mashma that he totally kills it. That he eats it in a way that it's never going to come back. Now Rashi is bothered, and Tosfos is bothered as well, that this appears to be a strange suggestion, because what we're saying is now that both the lashon of v'shilach and the lashon of bier are talking about where you do damage with your shein, with your tooth, with the animal's eating. One is in a situation where the object is totally destroyed. The other is in a situation where the object is not totally destroyed. Says Rashi, V'kasha eichamatzu l'meimar idividi ha-shein. How could you say that both are going on shein? Hada mechalya karna v'hada lo mechalya. One is in a case where the object is totally destroyed. The other is in a case where the object is not totally destroyed. Lichtav chad l'heicha d'lo mechalya d'chayiv v'kolshkein eicha d'chalya. So teach me the bigger chiddush. In other words, if you would have told me that I'm chayiv even when the animal does damage in a way where ultimately the object is going to be repaired, then I would certainly know that it's going to be chayiv when he does damage in a way when the object isn't going to be repaired. So why don't you just teach me the bigger chiddush and then I will know the lesser chiddush? Says the Rashi, Sayimi Haikra, Hava Mina Hai Osi Leicha de Mechalia, Avalo Mechalia, Lo Hilka Chikalamekar, Vada Vidi Vidi Ashein, Ilav de Chsiv Rachman, Meshalche Regalashar. Ah, so Rashi says, because you're right. In other words, I could have thought that I would say that, oh, maybe the Pasuk is teaching me the Chiddush in a case where the object is not fully destroyed. Then I would have known on my own that when the object is fully destroyed, I'm certainly Chayiv. But says Rashi, but if I wouldn't have thought that. If I only had one Pasuk, I would have assumed that the situation where the Pasuk is telling me that I'm Chayiv is only where the object is totally destroyed. I would have assumed that where the object is not totally destroyed, then I would not be chayev at all. Says the Gemara now Viter. So Kamash Malan. So therefore I need this Meshalche Regal to teach me again that Veshilach means Regal. So that's where we are so far. That Veshilach means Regal, Uvir means shame. So says the Gemara of Asha Dukimna Regal. Now that I know that we're talking about regel, that v'shilach is regel, so it's shein d'lo mechalya karna minolan. So the Gemara asks, well, that's actually a good point. In other words, if both v'shilach and ubier would have been going on shein, I would have had one pasuk to teach me that I'm chayiv where the animal totally destroys the object. I got another pasuk to teach me that I'm chayiv even where the animal doesn't totally destroy the object. But I wound up concluding, says the Gemara, that v'shilach means regel. But an ubier means shein. But how do I know that from the word uvir that I'm chayiv in both scenarios? How do I know that I'm chayiv whether the animal totally destroys the object that it damaged or whether the animal doesn't totally destroy the object that it damaged? So, dumya de regel, because, says the Gemara, because it's like regel. Ma regel loshna mechalya karna veloshna lo mechalya karna. Just like by regel, where the animal goes into somebody else's field and tramples the field, tramples the produce, we don't draw a distinction between whether the produce is totally destroyed or whether the produce is only partially destroyed. Af shein loshna mechalya karna veloshna lo mechalya karna. So too by shein, I would not think to draw a distinction between mechalya karna and lo mechalya karna. Says Tosfos, the third Tosfos on the page, Dumya de Regel, but he says, V'im Tomar, B'neima Ipcha, Tahad de Makshina L'chumra, but I would have thought maybe the opposite. In other words, how do I know that by Shein, I'm Chayev, whether the animal totally destroys it or not? And we answer, oh, from Regel, because by Regel, the animal's Chayev, whether I totally destroy it or not. Says Tosfos, maybe I would have thought that by Shein, I'm Chayev only when the animal totally destroys it. And so too by regel, I'm only chayiv when the animal totally destroys it. Why am I learning from regel to shein that he's chayiv in either situation? Let me learn from shein to regel that he's only chayiv in the extreme situation. And says Tosfos, Vim Tomar, V'neima Ifcha, Dam Makshina L'chumra, Sahani Mili B'Sura, Avavamona Lo. Because in, if you want to tell me, says Tosfos, there's a lot, these Tosfos are tiny, but there's like a lot in the background. So Tosfos' background is, there's a principle that whenever we have a hekesh, we're always makshina and l'chumra. We're always going to make that kish l'chumra. And says Tosfos, if you want to tell me that the reason that I know that from regel to shein, I'm going to learn that I'm chayiv, just like by regel I'm chayiv, whether the item is fully destroyed or not, so too by shein I'm chayiv, whether the item is fully destroyed or not, and not to learn from shein to regel, that just like by shein I'm only chayiv if it's permanently destroyed. So too, by regal, I'm only chayiv if it's permanently destroyed, because if I'm making a hekesh between shein and regal, I can only make the hekesh in one direction. I can only make it l'chumra, says Tosfos, but that is only by Isser, but this is by Mammon. If there's a din Isser v'heter, I can only make a Hekesh l'chumra. If there's a dine Mammonis, and this is dine Mammonis because it's talking about Nezikin, I could be Makesh l'chumra or l'kula. Says the Gemara, V'amar Rabbeinu Tam, D'midi b'torah, Loshna b'isura, V'loshna b'mamona. Says Tosfos, I tricked you, I set you up. The fact that that Hekesh is only l'chumra does not apply only by Isser. It applies both by Isser and by Mammon, because it's a rule that applies in all of Limud, in all of Torah, and therefore comes Tosfos and says that what the Gemara is saying is bedafka. That, how do I know that by Shein I'm chayev whether the item is fully destroyed, whether the item is partially destroyed? Well, I learn it from Regel, because just like by Regel I'm chayev in either case, so too by Shein I'm going to be chayev in either case. Okay, says the Gemara now, Vayter, Omar Mar, Uvier Zua Shein. It said a vier in the pasuk, and that was a reference to Shein v'cheinu omer kasher yiver agola. That just like atumo, that just like the tooth consumes until the end. So says the Gemara, time d'chzev rachmana kasher yiver agola atumo. The reason that I know Shein is because we have that pasuk. Halav hachi b'mai ukimtala. Were it not for this pasuk, which again this pasuk is in Malachim. So were it not for the pasuk that talks about yivar and golol, that explicitly juxtaposes the word yivar with the word shein, I would have thought that the Lashon Ubier in Sefer Shemos and the Chumash references something other than shein. That's the mashmos. That's why we're just following the same progression that we followed earlier with regard to regel, with regard to the word v'shilach. Now we're doing the same thing with regard to the word uvier, because it says v'shilach and uvier in the Sefer Shmos, and we had to bring rayas from the vim that v'shilach means regel, uvier means shein. Now the Gemara is bothered with, what else would I have thought uvier means? So says the Gemara, e keren, if I would have thought uvier is a reference to keren, ksiv, there's already a pasuk that tells me keren. E regel, ksiv, I wouldn't have thought that uvier is regel, because we just said that the word v'shilach is regel. So what else would uvier have meant? So itzrich, I would need it. I need this pasuk. Why? Because sal kadaitach idividia regel, I would have thought that both the word v'shilach and the word uvier are going on regel. Hadazel mamela hadazel shilach shluchei. One situation, one word is describing a situation where the animal just goes on its own to some other person's field and does damage. The other word references a situation where the owner affirmatively and actively sends the animal to the other person's field to do damage. Kamash malan, that all v'shilach is the only word in the pasuk, rather, that's teaching me regel, and uvier is the only word in the pasuk that is teaching me shein. Says the Gemara, v'hashaduki ha-shein. Now that you've told me that uvier means shein, sataka regel d'azla memela minolan. You just told me that there are two types of regel. There's a regel where the owner sends the animal to do damage. There's a regel where the animal goes on its own volition to do damage. But if I only have one word in the Torah telling me regel, how do I know that I'm chayiv in both of those cases? So says the Gemara, because dumi d'shein. Now we're going to make a comparison to shein. Ma shein lo shna shulcha shluche lo shna dazel mamela. Just like by shein, it doesn't matter whether the owner sent it or whether the animal went on its own. So afrega loshna shalcha shluche loshna azol memela. So too by regal, it doesn't matter whether the owner sent it, whether it went on its own, the owner is going to be chayev in either case. Rashi says, time out. How do I know by shein it doesn't matter whether the owner sent it or whether the animal went on its own? We never said anything about that. So Rashi says, because it says uvier, which is a loshan, which is a passive loshan, instead of uboar, that uvar. So in other words, if the pasuk would have said uvar, that implies that there's some action being taken by the owner, that he actually sends the animal out to somebody else's field to do damage. But because the Torah says uvier, which is a lashon, which is a passive lashon, that teaches me that you're chayev whether the owner sends the animal out or whether the animal goes out on its own. That's true by shein. So too, that is true by regel, that you're going to be chayav whether the owner sends the animal out or whether the animal goes out on its own. And we already learned the hekesh the other way, that just like by regel, you're chayav whether there's a complete damage or a partial damage. So too by shein, you're chayav whether there's a complete damage or a partial damage. So that's where we are up until now. So says the Gemara, v'lukhlu rachmana v'shilach v'lo boy uvier. But why couldn't we have just said v'shilach and we wouldn't have needed the pasuk to tell me ubier, the mashma regel, umashma shein? Because the word v'shilach itself could be mashma regel and it also could be mashma shein. Mashma regel, d'chsib, mishalcha regel ashor v'chamar. Shilach is mashma regal that we already saw from the pasuk in Novi Yeshaya, which we brought down earlier in the Gemara. Well, mashma shein, how do I know that v'shilach means shein? T'chsiv v'shein behemos ashalach bum. That because it says that, and this is in the Torah. This is in Sefer Dvarim. It says mazei rav v'luchum eresha v'ketem mari v'shein behemos ashalach bum. So says the Gemara, Ilav Kra Yisera, were it not for the extra pasuk from Sefer Malachim, Havamina Oha Oha, O Regel de Zeko Matsui, O Shein de Yeshana de Zeko. I would not have understood that Feshilach means both. I would have thought it means one of them. Now, which one? Says the Gemara, I'm on the fence as to which one I would have thought it meant. It could mean Regel, because Regel is much more Matsui than Shein, meaning it's much more common for an animal to just walk through somebody else's field and trample it than it is for an animal to start biting stuff and eating stuff. Or I might have thought that it means dafka shein, because by shein, that's the type of hezek that the animal actually gets hana from. So, says the Gemara, michti shkulenem v'yavo shneyem d'hayminayu mifkis. So they each have an attribute, as the Gemara says, and therefore, which one would I learn? So it's tzurich salkadai t'chamina hani mileicha d'shalach shluchei aval azlum amelalo kamash malan. So in other words, so again, this is all to teach me that that you are going to be chayav, that you are going to be chayav whether you send the animal out or whether the animal goes out on its own volition. That's what we said earlier, quoting Rashi, that it says uvier and not uvar. It's mashma that it's even if it's passive, not only if it's going to be active. Okay, so we were first trying to touch up the first, so far where we are halfway through Amud Aleph is we're trying to figure out which of the toldos is not like the av. We already saw yesterday it can't be Keren. We were trying to figure out, is it either Shein or Regel? Until now, we've been struggling with, how do we even know that Shein or Regel are Avos Nezikin? Because again, the only time it could be an Av Nezikin is if it's written in the Pasuk. We were trying to figure out, where's the reference to Shein and Regel in the Pasuk? We said Regel is Veshilach, Shein is Uvier. Great. So now I know that there are those Avos Nezikin. Now we're going to go back to Rapapa. So says the Gemara now with the two dots. So told her the Shein, Mahi. What would be a toldah of Shein? Again, the primary malacha, the primary hezek rather, the av of Shein is biting, that the animal eats something. What's a toldah? So says the Gemara, nischachacha bekosel lahanasa. If it rubs against the wall for its own benefit, and again, it's got to be lahanasa because Shein, when an animal eats something, it's also for its own benefit. Betinfa peros lahanasa, or it rolls on peros and soils the peros for its own benefit. So says the Gemara, Maishna Shein, but is the Tolda really different than the Av? What about, just like by Shein, the Yeshana La Zeko, if the animal is getting Hana when it performs the damage, Umamoncha, and it's your money, you own the animal, Ushmi Raso Alecha, and you're obligated to guard the animal, Haninami, also these Toldos, like rubbing against the wall, or if the animal rolls on a bunch of peros, Yeshana La Zekon, it's getting Hana because it's doing it for its own Hana, Umamoncha, and it's your money, v'shmiraso alecha, and you're obligated to watch it. So the tolda of Shein is exactly like Shein. So when Papa told me that the tolda is not like the Av, he could not have been referring to Shein. Says the Gemara, you're right. Ela tolda the Shein k'Shein. You are right. Chikama Rapapa, when Rapapa made the comment that the tolda is not like the Av, it's a tolda de regel. He must be talking about regel. Says the Gemara, really? Tolda de regel, Mahi. What is a tolda of regel? Again, the primary hezek of regel is when the animal goes in somebody else's field and tramples it. So tolda of regel. What's a tolda of regel? Hezeka begufa derech hilucha, bisara. It's if the animal is walking and he does damage with his body, but not by trampling on something. Rather, his hair grabs onto an object while the animal is walking and drags the object and breaks the object. That's what Rashi says. The Poros Yosef says that Sarah doesn't mean the actual hair of the animal. It's the name of a beged that they would put on the animal, the name of some form of covering that they would put on the animal, and that covering does damage when it hits something. So either it's where the animal, let's stick with Rashi, either it's where the animal does damage with its hair by dragging something, or derech hiluka b'shalif, or there's a package on the back of the animal, and when the animal is walking, the package protrudes into somebody's property and does damage. Berprumyav shavapia, with the animal does damage with the bit that's in its mouth. Bezug shavetzavara, with the bell that's around its neck. So these are all toldos of regel, because it's the animal doing damage while it's walking, but it's not doing damage by trampling. It's doing damage some other way. So says the Gemara, but maishna regel, but is this dissimilar from regel? Let's drill down on regel. Dezeka matzui, it is very common, because it's very common for an animal to go walking, and therefore it's common for an animal to go walking in somebody else's backyard. Uma moncha, and it's your money, the animal is yours, you own it. Ushmi raso alecha, and you're obligated to watch it. Haninami, hezekin matzui, it's very common if you're walking through Rishus HaRabim with an animal, and the animal is wearing a saddle, or if the animal has a bell, or if the animal has a mane, if the animal has hair, it's very possible, it's very probable, in fact, it's likely that the animal is going to cause damage. And hezekin matzui, uma moncha, ushmi raso alecha. So we've now proven that the tolda of regel is like regel. Ella told her the regel karegel. So again, what was Rapapa talking about? V'chikama Rapapa atolda debor. So when Rapapa said that the tolda is not like the av, he's referring to the tolda of bor. Bor is where you dig a pit in Rishus HaRabim and somebody is damaged in the pit. But says the Gemara, tolda debor mahi. What exactly would a tolda of bor be? The av of bor is where you dig a pit. But what is a tolda of a bor? So says the Gemara, ilema av yud v'tolda tes. Maybe you want to say, oh, well, it's simple. The av malacha is where the pit is 10 tfachim deep, and the tolda, the subsidiary malacha, is where the pit is only 9 tfachim deep. But lo tes ksivi v'lo yud ksivi. But there is no measurement given to the bar, to the depth of a bar, in the Torah at all. And we have been saying that an av malacha is a malacha, an av of hezek over here, is a type of nezikin that is written expressly in the Torah. But the Torah never writes expressly about a pit that's 10 tfachim deep. So you can't say the av of a pit, the av of a bar is where it's 10 tfachim deep, the tolda of a bar is where it's only 9 tfachim deep. Says the Gemara, holo kasha, v'ameis yelo amrachmana. No, because the pasuk is talking here, the pasuk about a bar says that bala bor yishalem kesef yashiv levala v'ameis yelo. That it's talking, the hypothetical that the Torah posits is where a person digs a pit in Rishus HaRabim, another animal gets injured in the pit, and the Torah talks about who gets the carcass of the animal that dies. Why does the Torah assume that the animal died? Ah, Elamai, says the Gemara, the Torah talks about a mace. Now, the Chachamim came and said, V'kim leil rabbanon yud avdan misa test nezikin avdi misa lo avdi, that if the pit is 10 tfachim deep, it is enough to kill the animal. If the pit is only 9 tfachim deep, it is enough to injure the animal, but it is not enough to kill the animal. And therefore, when the Torah says bar, and the Torah also says v'ameis yelo, it's obvious that the bar that the Torah is referring to is 10 tfachim deep. But says the Gemara, and so now the assumption is that if the bar that the Torah is talking about is 10 tfachim deep, that's the av, and then the tolda is going to be a bar that's 9 tfachim deep. But says the Gemara, that doesn't work either. Sof, zeh av lemisa v'zeh av lenezikin. You just told me that a bar which is 10 tfachim deep is able to kill an animal. A bar which is 9 tfachim deep is not able to kill an animal. And therefore, you can't say that a 9 tefach deep bar is a tolda of a bar. It's not. It is the most extreme form of a bar that is capable of injuring but not killing. In other words, the fact that it's capable of injuring but not killing doesn't make it a tolda. It makes it, that's a separate form of hezek. Because a bar which is 10 tefachim deep, that's the primary form of hezek of a bar that's able to kill somebody. A bar which is 9 tefachim deep is the primary form of hezek of a bar which is not able to kill somebody. So says the Gemara, Ela avno sakino umaso shenicho bershosarabim vezekan. We're talking about where a person puts a stone or his knife or his package in Rosh Hashanah and it damages somebody in Rosh Hashanah. So in other words, just like a bar is something which is technically hefker, but the Torah deems it as if it's yours once you dig it, that you're leaving an item in Rosh Hashanah and it's causing damage, so too the tolda of bar is where you leave an item in Rosh Hashanah and it causes damage. Says the Gemara, but how does this work? Hey, Chadami, what's the case? Idav Karinu, if you were mafkir the object, the bein l'Rav, bein l'Shmuel, haynu bar, then both according to Rav and according to Shmuel, it is going to be a bar. In other words, it's not a tolda of bar, it is bar. What does this mean? So the last Rashi in the Yomid says, the tavayu omru kol takola she'ifkir, nafkala mi bar, dechayev. Any takala, any object, any obstacle that you leave in Rosh Hashanah and your mafkir there has a din of bar that you're going to be chayef for. Ki heicha de bar chiyuva b'Rosh Hashanah midave hefker k'damin l'kamam b'perek sharshanaga chasapara. Just like you're chayef for digging a pit, even though the pit is hefker, you're still going to be chayef. Shal iske kriya psicha balo af kol takala shefkira chayef. So too, any takala, any object, any obstacle that you leave in Rosh Hashanah, it is going to have the exact same din of a bar. So says Tosfos over here is bothered. If you look in the last Tosfos, again, a tiny Tosfos, Bein L'Rav, Bein L'Shmuel, Hainu Bar, Bim Tomar, Harav Isle L'Kaman, Bar Shechivu Torah, La Volo V'lo Chavato, that there's a Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, all the way in Daf Nun, so we'll see it in a while, in a month and a half, a little bit more, but there's a Machlokas, why exactly, what's the damage? What causes the damage in the pit? Is it the impact when the animal falls down, or is it the hevel? Is it the foul? Is it the foul air in the pit? And Rav says it's the foul air in the pit. So how could you tell me, says Tosfos, that if I leave my knife in Rosh Hashanah and my knife damages somebody, and if I was mafker the knife, then Rav is going to tell me it has the same halacha as the bar. But if the whole reason that if what does the damage in the pit is the foul air, the knife doesn't have any foul air. The knife is doing the damage by banging into the person. So says the Tosfos, V'yesh lomar da'asa mishum dekarka ola mezikoso avalocha chavate dideyu. Nah, that is only, the whole machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel, says Tosfos, is only where, in other words, you dug a pit. You didn't put that earth there. The earth is there because you dug out all the ground. It's karka olam. It was already there. So when it's karka olam that was already there, there's going to be a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. What's the actual chiyuv? Is the actual chiyuv for the hevel or is the actual chiyuv for the chavata? Here, the reason that there's been an impact, you caused the impact by leaving your stone there, by leaving your knife there. So everybody's going to agree that it's going to be chavata and not havala in a case like this. In any event, that was just a little side tangent. The point is, what the Gemara is trying to do is now figure out, when we talk about bar, and we talk about the tolda of a bar, we're going to try to figure out whether, according to Rapopa, the tolda of the bar is not like bar. So we said, what's bar when you dig a pit? What's the tolda? You leave an object in Rosh Hashanah. The problem is, if you're mafker the object in Rosh Hashanah, it has the exact same din as bar. It's not a tolda of bar, it is bar. Flipping to Gimel Amabez, Vizalof Karino, and if we're dealing with a situation where you were not mafkir the object, Zilishmuel Diamar Kulami Boralamanu, if according to Shmuel who says that we learn all of these things from Bar, and this is talking about that any takala which is in Rosh Hashanah, even if you are not mafkarit, he learns from bar hainu bar. Again, that is the situation of bar. Vila Rav diomar kulam mishor lamadnu. And if according to Rav, who says that any item that you leave in Rosh Hashanah if you're not mafkarit and it damages somebody, it has a din of shar hainu shar. Then, in other words, none of these are going to be a situation where it's a tolda of bar. Either it is bar dafka, it's bar itself, or it's going to be a situation of shar. Says the Gemara, well, maishna bar, shekein tchilasu asila nezek, umamoncha, ushmirasu alecha, that just like by bar, which were... the Zoom is reconnecting. Okay. Okay. Sorry about that. Just like by bar, which was made for Hezek, and it's your money, and Shmiraso Alecha. Tosos points out that lav dafka that it's your money, because the bar is hefker, but the Torah makes it as if it's your money. Just like, and Tosos points out, just like by Eish, like the fire, it's like, it's not your money, it's fire. It doesn't really have any mamashas, but because you're the one who caused the damage, we consider it to be yours. So bar, again, it was made for the purpose of damaging. It's your obligation. Shmirasu Alecha. Hani nami tchilas asiyasan lenezik. Also, these things were made for nezik and mamoncha, and they are your money. Ushmi rasan alecha, and you have to watch them. So Ella told the bar kabar. So says the Gemara, you're right. The told of a bar is kabar. In other words, this is like the progression here is like a little bit strange, because what we had been trying to figure out what the told of bar is, and we had said it's the items that you left down in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Last we left off, we were saying that's either bar greda or it's shar, but we're saying, okay, let's pretend that it's bar. Still, it's going to be exactly like the halacha of bar. V'chikam Rapapa, when does Rapapa say that the tolda is not like the av, a tolda de mave, it's the tolda of mave. Now, this is a tricky one, because you'll remember, we don't know what mave is. So now we're trying to say we have an av of mave, which we don't know what it is, but we're trying to say that the tolda is not like the av. So the Gemara is now going to introduce us to the two shitas here. So mind you, but what are we talking about? Elish mol demar mave zushain. If we hold like Shmuel says that mava means shane, that's like when a shor goes out and damages with its teeth. Ho kimna told of the shane kashane. We already said earlier in today's daf that the told of shane is like shane. And ila rav diyamar mava ze adam. And if you want to say like rav that mava means adam, that's an adam amazik. So my told us is bay. What is the av hezek by a man, by a person? And what's a told of hezek by a person? The chitema av neor told a yashan. And if you want to tell me that an av is when the man is awake, and the tolda is when the man is sleeping, vatanan, we learned that adam muad liolam, bain ar, bain yashan, that a person is always muad to cause damage, whether he's awake or whether he's sleeping. So you can't tell me that when a person is sleeping, it's only considered a tolda, because we know that a person is primed to cause damage even when he's sleeping. So both when he's awake and when he's sleeping, that would be like an avavezik. So it says the Gemara, ela achicho v'niyo. We're talking about his mucus and his saliva. It's where a person's mucus and saliva damages something. So the av is when a person physically, forcefully himself damages something, and the tolda is when his projectile damages something. So echidami, but what situation are we talking about? Ibade dazli kamaski. If we're talking about that, when that in other words, the guy expectorates. Let's say he spits out saliva, and his saliva falls on, or if he snorts out some snot from his nose, and that liquid, that mucus, falls on a bunch of silk, on a bunch of clothing, a bunch of material that's on the ground, and it makes them dirty. Or if a person is enjoying a drink and somebody else walks by and spits in his drink and he ruins his drink for him, so kochahud, but that's his koach. In other words, there's no reason that you should think he's not going to be chayv. In other words, it's not that it's a told. That's the av. In other words, the av is when a person by force does damage. This guy, instead of punching his friend in the face, goes and spits in his drink, but that's a person by force doing damage. Ibas or denayach, and if it's after these things rested, in other words, let's say the guy spits on the ground, he causes there to be some liquid, some wetness on the ground, then somebody else walks by and trips on it. So, but says the Gemara, bein l'rav, bein b'shmuel, haynu bar. But according to Rav and according to Shmuel, that's going to be a bar. Again, because we just saw that Rav and Shmuel both hold that when you leave an item in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and you're mafkir the item, that is a din of bar. So if you spit on Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and you're mafkir that spit, that doesn't have a din of mave, it doesn't have a din of adam, it has a din of bar. Says the Gemara, Ella tolda de mave kamave. You're right. Tolda of mave is like mave. Whether mave is a person or whether mave is shein, And when does Rav Papa say that the tolda is not like the av? That's talking about the tolda of esh. Says the Gemara, tolda of esh, my new. What is the tolda of esh? So ilema avna sakino maso shenicha barosh agag v'naf labaruch mitzuya. If we're talking about a situation where a person left his stone, a person left his knife, a person left his package on a rooftop, and then they fell with a ruach mitzuya, with the wind that is common, Rashi points out it's got to be a ruach mitzuya, because if it's a ruach she'ina mitzuya, then it's an ones. So if you left it up there and it fell with a frequent wind, with a common wind, viziko, hey kadami. But what's the situation? Ibahade da azli kamazki. If they damaged when they were moving, then hainu esh. Then it's not a told of esh. That is esh. Just like fire damages when it spreads to another person's field, so too these things did damage while they were moving through the air. That would be esh itself. Maishna esh to koach acher murabem. Just like by esh, koach acher, an other force is mixed in with it. What's the other force that's mixed in with it? Rashi says it's the wind. Because if you have a fire and no wind, the fire is going to remain contained. When you light the fire and then you introduce the wind, now the fire is going to spread. It's going to do damage. So the fire has something else mixed in with it. Umamoncha, and it's your money because you started it on your field. Ushmin raso alecha, and you're obligated to watch it. Haninami, koach acher murabem. There's another koach which is mixed in, meaning the wind, because the fact that you left your thing on top of the roof, were it not for the wind that caused it to blow off, it would never hurt anybody. Umamoncha, and it's your money. Ushmin raso alecha, and you're obligated to watch it. So the tolda of Eish, that is Eish. Ela tolda the esh. What is the tolda of esh? Ke esh. A tolda. You're right. The tolda of esh is like esh. V'chikama rapapa. A tolda the regel. When rapapa says that the tolda is not like the av, he's talking about the tolda of regel. Regel. Who kimna tolda the regel? Karegel. Yesterday already we said that the tolda of regel is like regel. Nah, b'chatzi nezek tsroros. We're talking about the halacha of chatzi nezek tsroros d'ilchasa gemirila, which is learned as a halacha l'moshe misinai. Now, what's chatzi nezek tsroros? So chatzi nezek tsroros is that chatzi nezek tsroros is, Rashi points out, where the animal was walking, but unlike the situation of regel, which is what happens when the animal tramples on something, chatzi nezek tsroros is that the animal is walking and kicks up pebbles while it's walking, and those pebbles shoot out and damage something. They break kalim. That there's a halacha l'moshe misinai, that it's mamon and aknas, and therefore, you're going to be chayiv to pay chatzi nezek. Now, it happens to be that Rashi does say that this is halacha l'moshe misinai, which is interesting because there's actually machlokas by chatzi nezek tsroros, whether you're chayiv chatzi nezek or whether you're chayiv nezek sholem, just like by regel. And the Rambam has a famous shita that there is never a machlokas by halacha l'moshe misinai. So if the Rambam is right, that there's never a machlokas by halacha l'moshe misinai, how can we say that chatzi nezek tsroros is halacha l'moshe misinai if there's going to be later in the mesechta machlokas whether you're chayiv chatzi nezek or nezek shalem? So then it's if answers, you're going to have to say that hilchos gemirila doesn't mean halacha l'moshe misinai, rather it means that it's an old minig, that there's a minig vasik that chatzi nezek tsroros is that we know that it's chatzi nezek. Says the Gemara, "Amai correlate tolda the regel. Why do we call it a tolda of regel? In other words, Tosa says, even though the damage is caused by your foot, but it's very different because of a here yichayev only chatzi nezek by regular yichayev nezek shalem. So l'shalem mina alya. Oh, it's called regel because we have to be mishalem mina alya, meaning you have to pay from the best. In other words, you have to top up." From your own property. So in other words, let's say the chatzi nezek that you have to pay, let's say the animal is not worth half the damage that it caused, so you're still going to have to add from your own assets to make up the damage payment. Boy Rava, but Rava asked this as a kasha. The boy Rava, chatzi nezek tsroros megufa mishalem omina alya mishalem. Do we pay it from the guf, only from the guf of the animal that caused the nezek, or do we pay it from the choice property? So says the Gemara, la Rava mivoyle, Rava, this is a kasha, la Rapapa pshitale. Rapapa understood that Chazi Nezek Troros, you have to pay Mina Alya. Says the Gemara, L'Rava Miboyle, Amai Korele told her the Regel, but if, according to Rava, who didn't know whether you have to pay from the choice property or not, why does he consider that to be a told of Regel? In other words, I understand Rav Papa considers it to be a told of Regel, because you have to be Mishalim in Alya. But why does Rava say it's a told of Regel? The Potter of Rishos Rabim, to say that you're Potter of Rishos Rabim, just like by Regel itself, you're Chayev only if the animal goes into somebody else's field, so too by Chasi Nezek Tzoro, you're only going to be chayev if the animal goes into somebody else's field and kicks up the pebbles, and the pebbles damage something in somebody else's field. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up with the two dots about Amava tomorrow, God willing. Hope everybody has a wonderful day.